Until recently, you'd have to live across the pond to hear and see Katie Tunstall. KT, that's capital K, capital T, is a one-woman band, and that is no metaphor. The percussion, the strings, the harmonies, even the claps of the hand are all her. For most of the last year, KT Tunstall has been on the top of the charts in the UK, and now she's releasing her album in the USA. It's called Eye to the Telescope. She's in our studios here at NPR to perform for us this morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Pleasure.
And I mean it. There's no one else in the room except you and me. Yeah.
It's just me and some electricity and some machinery which deals with it.
Quite a lot of machinery, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's give people an idea of what you do. We want to do something from the album. If we could ask you to do Black Horse and the Cherry Tree.
No problem. But basically, my little loop pedal, I'll be playing all of this live. There's nothing on backing track, and it's all just, yeah. I'm recording it in, and it's coming out at you.
Okay.
Big black horse and a cherry trigger me.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I feel like there should be a chorus of people applauding because there sounds like there's so many people in the studio. How do you do that? That's just you.
Yeah, it's just me.
How do you do that? All right. The easiest thing that I can see is that you're stomping on a tambourine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how do you get the multiple voices?
I'd seen a blues singer use this loop pedal when I was in London. And I think he was a Canadian guy called Son of Dave. And he didn't have any instruments. He just had a shake. Well, he had a shaker and a harmonica, but he didn't use like a piano or a guitar. Mm-hmm. And he would beatbox. He would like sing drums, if you like, you know, sort of, gotch, and he'd loop his own voice in this little pedal. So he'd have a drum beat, and then he'd do his shaker and his harmonica, and then he'd do his crazy kind of standing on crossroads, woo, and doing all this weird blues singing over the top. And it was so fantastic. It was just him on his own. And I was spending a lot of time doing gigs alone as well and feeling sort of quite limited by just the guitar because, you know, there is this sort of fragile stigma that's attached to the girl with the guitar, which I think there, I love that too, but there needs to be a balance. And this is great. When you play on your own, you can just really be louder, which is good.
Well, there are some tracks on your album which are even more lush and intricate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you resort to using other musicians, or is that still all you?
Regularly. Yeah. But I always use the pedal, even with, I have a band at home, I have four guys that play with me, and I still use the pedal within that. It's really, the band is kind of an extension of how this sounds. It's still got that raw energy, but it just means that you can play around a bit more, you've got a bit more freedom.
Mm. We'd like you to play, it's the first track on your album. It's called The Other Side of the World.
Yeah, sure.
Over the sea and far away, she's waiting like an iceberg, waiting to change. But she's cold inside. She wants to be like the water. All the muscles tighten in her face, buries her soul in one embrace. They're one and the same, just like water. And the fire fades away. Most of every day is full of tired excuses, but it's too hard to say. I wish it were simple, but we give up easily. You're close enough to see that you're time has come to move along. And fire fades away. Most of every day is full of tired excuses, but it's too hard to say. I wish it were simple, but we give up easily. You're close enough. Most of every day is full of tired excuses, but it's too hard to say. I wish it were simple, but we give up peace.
Kate, that's wonderful. Thank you. As may be obvious from the way you speak, you're from Scotland.
I am.
St. Andrews.
Yes.
I've read interviews where you've been quoted as saying that Ella Fitzgerald was your singing teacher.
Yeah. Well, I was a real latecomer to listen to music, actually, because my parents, first of all, my parents weren't big music fans. They didn't listen to music. We didn't really listen to stuff in the house. And also when my younger brother was born, he's profoundly deaf. So it just wasn't something our family did. We, you know, they were real outdoorsy types, my folks. And one of the first tapes I got was a friend gave me a cassette tape of Ella Fitzgerald singing with the Count Basie Orchestra. And it was the first time, really, that someone's voice had really spoken to me. And it was just so pure. You know, I was an 80s kid, so I was born in 75. But, you know, so I had Whitney Houston and Boy George and all these people, you know, very flouncy singers and very, you know, there was lots of ornamental gymnastics going on. And it was the first time I'd heard one that was just really straight to you and not mucking around.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but this appears in publicity. Could you tell us how you happened to come into your parents' life?
Yeah, well, it's a good story. Mm-hmm. I was adopted I was born in Edinburgh and adopted when I was about 2 weeks old. And it's a good thing, I think, really, that back then in 75, when I was born, you're really given a lot more information than you're given now when you're adopted. And, you know, you can access that information when you're older. But I grew up always knowing that I had Chinese heritage, that my maternal grandmother was from Hong Kong, and that my birth father was Irish. Mm-hmm. So I had this quite mixed heritage, Chinese, Scottish and Irish. I, you know, knew my name and I knew all these things. And it really kind of fueled my imagination as a kid. It was quite an amazing a slice of my life. And my parents always, you know, it's very transparent, and they would always say, you know, everyone else just gets what they're given, but we came and chose you.
Yeah.
So it was always sort of made to be a really special thing.
Have you written about it?
Not specifically. It's the kind of thing I imagine you would write about if you had deep issues with, and it would, you know, there would be a sort of feeling of catharsis writing about something like that. And I'm sure, you know, I decided to talk about it publicly because it feels like a really intrinsic part of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it influences my songs and it appears in threads. But I can't say that there's maybe one song that I've written that I haven't recorded yet that I wrote a long time ago about it. But it's certainly not something that I use as a muse often.
We'd like you to play us out of this interview with another track from your album. This one's called Miniature Disasters, but before we do, thank you so much. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Total pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Kate Tunstall. Her new album is called Eye to the Telescope. And to see Kate perform, to hear more of her music, including songs you may not hear here this morning, you can come to our website, npr.org.
Like I gotta be hot and cold, got to be taught and told, got to be good as gold. But perfectly honestly, whoa, I think it should be good for me. 'Cause it's a hindrance to my health if I'm a stranger to myself. Whoa, miniature disaster. Whoa. as a minor catastrophe. Bring me to my knees. Well, I must be my own master, or a miniature disaster will be. Oh, it will be the death of me. Don't have to raise my voice, don't have to be underhand, I just gotta understand that it's gonna be up and down, it's going to be lost and found. And I can't take to the sky before I like it on the ground. And I need to be brave, need to discover how I need to behave. I'll find out the answers when I know what to ask. But I speak a different language and everybody's talking too fast. Miniature disasters, minor catastrophes, bring me to my knees, yeah. Well, I must be my own master, or a miniature disaster will be. Oh, I've got to run a little faster, or a miniature disaster will be. Oh, yes, I need to know I last if a little miniature disaster hits me. Oh, it will be the death of me.
Katie Tunstall, accompanied by Katie Tunstall. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.